It is our doctors and our nurses and everyone in that healthcare chain who are really our heroes as we fight this battle with coronavirus. They are the people at the coalface of this. They put their lives at risk every day. And you know, it is a job that is going to prove so exhausting in the next few months that it really will test their mettle. But it will also test our loyalty to them and the kind of support that we can give them in the weeks that lie ahead. And they certainly will have earned it, especially after we've come out of this as a country. Now, one organisation, the charity organization Helping Hand, is calling on the public to wear white bows. They essentially want the rest of us, who are not doctors and nurses perhaps and other medical staff, to show solidarity with those individuals who are working on the forefront of combating this virus. I think it's a wonderful idea, and that's why we've invited onto the program Renee Roux, the head of communications at Helping Hand. Renee, good afternoon to you, and thank you so much for being with us this afternoon. Really lovely to have you with us, more so because of the fact that we know the next few weeks are going to prove extremely testing, particularly for the healthcare workers in our country, and we want to honour the contribution they make.
Yes, absolutely. The idea of this effort is to get as many people in the country and hopefully in the world to make a white bow out of any material at home and place it on social media and wear it with pride every day to show that they are caring and for this health workers, and that they are also working with them on the forefront, although we can't be there in person.
So give me a sense of this. You want to get as many people in the country wearing these bows. So how do we go about preparing for this?
Well, we thought that it's very easy. Parents can use this opportunity to make these bows with their children. Not only will it keep their children occupied, but it also teaches them to give to others, even if they're not necessarily able to give the person a hug or to talk or to support them in person. They can do it in other ways. So we're trying to get the public to make the homemade ribbon, and teach your children how to do it, make it at home, place it on social media with the hashtag white bow, place it on your own page. We will track this hashtag and we will show the medical occupation that, you know, all of South Africa is standing behind them and going through them with this.
It really is a wonderful gesture. I must ask you, in terms, I think all crises, all major world events that we've gone through have been marked by some kind of symbolism, and many people are feeling quite downcast about the period we're going into. What are these white bows going to symbolise, do you think, in the long run, Renee?
Like I said, I think we must remember that times of trouble will pass, but the thoughts that you leave behind with people during these times, last a lifetime. We must stay positive, we must stay strong, and we must stand together as one great South Africa to support one another emotionally and not just spiritually, not just physically, but emotionally and spiritually as well. Helping us and strongly believes in helping and supporting the poor and the vulnerable people, not only physically, but spiritually and emotionally. The white ribbon, we hope, in this case, is to be a symbol of hope and to be remembered as a symbol of hope. It is known to believe that people wear a white ribbon to show their beliefs, and our belief is truly that our great nation will rise out of this epidemic, and that they need to know that we are praying for them and for the medical staff.
I think it's a beautiful gesture, Renee. Thank you so much for suggesting that to us. And I'm hoping that many South Africans are going to heed the call. If your kids have not had much to do in the last few days and they're feeling particularly creative, maybe now's the time to do that, to actually get them working on these white bows. This is a wonderful idea from Helping Hand. And essentially, they are a charity organization. What they're saying to you is whatever material you have at home in white, turn it into a bow. Just be as creative as you can. And let's all wear that bow for the duration of the COVID virus and for the fight we wage against it, and especially in honour of all those medical professionals out there who are going to be risking life and limb in certain situations in order to ensure that everyone in our country is well looked after as we brace ourselves for what lies ahead. So I'd like, certainly the afternoon drive team has bought into it. Off air, we've just been planning exactly how we're going to get our bows together, but it's something that I'd like you at home to try and do as well. And And I'm quite sure it's something that the kids would be quite open to doing, creating a bow for each member of the family or any close friends they might have in order to show the medical healthcare staff of our country that we are 100% behind them at this time, that we support their efforts, but also that we really appreciate what they are doing for us as we enter this time of our country. Speaking to us a little earlier there, Renee Roux, Head of Communications at Helping Hand.